on this day with Gunners and Ali.
Time to check out what happened on this day for the 24th of February. Today, Dave Williamson, the Australian playwright, is 78 years old. He also wrote the film scripts for Gallipoli and Farlap. Paul Jones, the UK singer, original lead singer for Manfred Mann, is 78 today. Blinded by the light. Rupert Holmes, the English-born American singer, is 73, has this famous song. Yes, I like Yep, the Pina Colada song. Dennis Waterman, the English actor, is 72. George Thorogood, the US blues singer and guitarist with George Thorogood and the Destroyers, is 70. Alain Prost, the former French racing car driver, is 65. Mike Pickering, the UK guitarist, keyboardist, saxophonist, writer and composer for M People, is 62. Kristen Davis, the US actress, stars in Sex and the City as Charlotte. She's 55. Billy Zane, the American actor, is 54. Do you remember him in The Phantom?
Uh-huh.
Floyd Mayweather Jr., the US boxer, is 43. Leighton Hewitt, Aussie tennis player, is 39. And Lauren Brant, former member of High Five, is 31.
In 1969, Johnny Cash released a song called A Boy Named Sue.
Great song.
Turned out to be his most successful song chart-wise here in Australia.
Hit number 13 in the same year.
Yeah, I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue.
In 1981, Ben Elton performed his first stand-up comedy gig at the Comic Strip Club in London.
It was on this day in 1988 in Berlin that Luciano Pavarotti received a record 165 curtain calls.
Yeah, he was applauded for an hour and 7 minutes.
That's amazing.
That is incredible. And this is the performance. All Saints began on Aussie TV.
And Elton John was knighted, making him Sir Elton John on this day in 1998.
Yeah, there was a slight mix-up at the ceremony, though. He was introduced as Sir John Elton. Awkward.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day, the 24th of February.